Matthew Karakoulakis has recently been acknowledged in the Most Influential Leading Lawyers in Australia Awards at the 2023 Australasian Law Awards. And I'm glad to say Matthew has just joined us on NITV Radio to reflect on the significance of this accolade, not only for himself, but also for his legal firm, AMK Law. Matthew, first of all, congratulations and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much for being here with you, Bertrand.
Now, tell us about this accolade and what it means to you and your legal firm, AMK Law.
Absolutely. And could I just also first just acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we're speaking from today, and I'm here on Kaurna country, but since we're going to be aired online and today's day and age where people can be really across the nation, I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of your land, Bertrand, and all First Nations peoples that are listening to this today, and also pay respect to all mob and our elders and past, present and future leaders. The accolade and what it means, and about the actual award itself, but actually does mean a fair bit, and really grateful to have won this award, because being named as one of the most influential lawyers in Australia, I mean, it's truly an honour that I'm really grateful for, but I can't take full credit about, because here's the thing, when I hear about this kind of recognition, it's really about the amazing team, the amazing people that have supported me and AMK Law throughout the journey. And so I think it's really important to be able to have a great team around us and have people that we can look up to as leaders and who can encourage us, like our family, our mob, our friends, and you know, other Aboriginal business people as well, all on this journey together, as well as our community.
Your legal firm, AMK Law, is a 100% Indigenous law firm. Tell us more about the firm, your specialisation, and how you approach your work from an Indigenous perspective.
AMK Law is a firm where we focus on commercial and dispute resolution laws. We're really grateful because we've got relationships and do amazing work with a whole heap of amazing Aboriginal leaders, Aboriginal businesses, community organisations. We work with government. We also work with some large listed entities, some Commonwealth government departments, and I am also grateful for the opportunity of being able to work with excellent non-Indigenous people as well. I feel a great sense of passion and purpose in the work that we do to empower First Nations peoples and our community. But I have always been here with an open heart and embraced diversity within this nation, and there's good people from everywhere. So working with good people and good organisations that aren't Indigenous is something that we particularly enjoy doing as well. I think that diversity is a big piece of who we are, and I think part of that is because I'm proud of my Aboriginal heritage, I'm proud of my Greek heritage as well, and I think that one of the true beauties of Australia as a country is our diversity and our multiculturalism.
Now, it has to be said that when it comes to First Nations people and the law, First Nations people have always been mistreated. And one only needs to watch a recent episode of Rebel with a Cause, an episode depicting the life and battles of Pato Shen, was the first Indigenous magistrate in New South Wales, just to have an inkling of an understanding of the extent of this mistreatment. So working with First Nations people in your legal firm must have a special meaning for you, especially yourself being an Indigenous lawyer.
Absolutely, Bertrand. There's a famous TED talk by a guy called Simon Sinek, and he says to start with why whenever we're doing something in our work and in our life. And the overall motivation for AMK Law and the work and in the work that I do as well, it's definitely greatly motivated by empowering our First Nations peoples and our First Nations community. I think that that's the heart and core of all the work that I do, and also all the work that AMK Law does as well. And through our work, we feel, you know, really, really grateful at this, you know, present moment, speaking about empowering First Nations community and our people is something that is, you know, there's a bit of pain from the outcome, the result, and what we've shown over the weekend with the Voice referendum. But if we speak about the motivation towards empowerment of our Aboriginal people, it's really about understanding that business is a powerful vehicle, and we've got some programs to do with black cladding, and we've got some programs around governance. And through my nearly 20 years experience as a commercial and also litigation dispute resolution lawyer, it's these are areas where I feel that I can make the most meaningful impact. A lot of Aboriginal lawyers go out and work in areas like human rights and criminal justice, family violence, and there's been a great need in those kinds of areas for many years. I personally feel that I'm just not cut out for those areas, but I do personally love, appreciate, and feel grateful to be able to empower our people through those areas, like in commerce and governance, and become stronger that way.
It's excellent. Building capacity in those areas as well. It's great that you're in that particular niche where Indigenous presence is needed. And coming back to the accolade, it's come at a very significant moment on a macro level and a micro level. On a micro level, we are in October, right in the middle of Indigenous Business Month, and also right in the sidelines of the referendum that took place over the weekend on Indigenous voice to Parliament. Can you explain to us, or just reflect for us on what it means being awarded an accolade in this context?
It's a question that brings up a mixed feeling of emotions, to be honest, Bertram, because on the one hand, being named as one of the most influential lawyers in Australia, it's truly an honour, and I'm very grateful for that, and also I feel that it can be a great vehicle to be able to help to empower our other Aboriginal businesses and our other Aboriginal community members through the recognition that it brings as well. And there's also great gratitude that I was explaining earlier about those that have supported me in my own journey. Then we speak about the context of the Voice and the referendum result over the weekend and then Indigenous Business Month. I think that Indigenous Business Month, it's a fantastic time of the year when you look at business itself being a powerful vehicle, and this year's theme being Action Today, Impact Tomorrow. And we look at business as a way of closing the gap and achieve long-term sustainability outcomes that hopefully, through business, it will lead to better lives for our Indigenous peoples and for our future generations as well. So this sees some great unity and empowerment and recognition that comes to us as First Nations peoples through the business opportunities of Indigenous Business Month and what that represents. So there's a couple of positives there, but I honestly feel that the result of the weekend is, yes, it's really, really hard. It's definitely a feeling of mourning. And I was honestly even feeling challenged speaking about the award and what it means because there's a great overshadowing in all that we do, I think, at the moment in terms of the result from the weekend. I think that, you know, a place in the Constitution would have been fantastic, would have been a great step forward, and then to be in the position of, you know, the majority of Australians having denied us that right, it's really painful. But I think that I personally, and what we all do, feel our own pain. We feel the pain of our ancestors, our elders, our community, our future generations. There's just a whole heap of pain right now.
I totally concur with you and fully understand the depth of the pain that First Nations people are feeling right across the country. And being in the media, I could see that they know would prevail, but nothing prepared us to the extent of the resounding rejection of the question that was put to the people.
It really was an outcome that is painful. And when you look at the past and the, you know, past 230 odd years and what's happened to our First Nations peoples and our families since that time, it was seen as a way of trying to make a step forward from that deep pain from the past. But I think that at the moment we are feeling the consequences, feeling, you know, racism, really, I think, as a result. And one of the most painful things that I think happened through the referendum process was there were a lot of people that were making outlandish racist comments that were disguised as being a political opinion. I just hope that we can come together, support each other in this time and help each other. And I just hope that we can, you know, that we can recover and our families and our communities can get through this.
Yeah. Well, Matthew Karakoulakis, thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio today.
Thank you very much for having me, Bertrand.